This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Opsin V. Active ingredients, macitentan and tadalafil. This leaflet provides important information about using Opsin V. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Opsin V. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Opsin V? Opsin V is a single tablet that contains two medicines, macitentan and tadalafil. Macitentan belongs to the class of medicines called endothelin receptor antagonists, ERA. Tadalafil belongs to the class of medicines called phosphodiesterase type 5, PDE5 inhibitors. You should only switch to Opsin V after you have deemed unstable doses of macitentan and tadalafil as separate tablets, as instructed by your doctor. Opsin V is used for the treatment of pulmonary arterial hypertension, PAH, in adults. PAH is high blood pressure in the blood vessels that carry blood from the heart to the lungs, the pulmonary arteries. In people with PAH, these arteries get narrower, so the heart has to work harder to pump blood through them. This causes people to feel tired, dizzy, and short of breath. Opsin V widens the pulmonary arteries, making it easier for the heart to pump blood through them. This lowers the blood pressure in the blood vessels that carry blood from the heart to the lungs, pulmonary arteries, and may improve some of your symptoms. What should I know before I use Opsin V? Warnings. Do not use Opsin V if you are allergic to macitentan, tadalafil, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are pregnant, you are planning to become pregnant, or if you could become pregnant, because you are not using reliable birth control, contraception, C-section pregnancy and breastfeeding. You have a serious liver problems, or if you have very high levels of liver enzymes in your blood. You are taking any form of nitrates such as amyl nitrite, used in the treatment of angina, chest pain. Tadalafil has been shown to increase the effects of these medicines. If you are taking any form of nitrate, or are unsure, tell your doctor. You have ever had loss of vision or a condition described as stroke of the eye, non-arteritic anterior ischemic optic neuropathy, NAION. You have had a heart attack in the last 3 months. You have severe low blood pressure. You have heart problems such as angina, arrhythmias, changes in rhythm, or rate of the heartbeat, uncontrolled high blood pressure, or a stroke in the last 6 months. You are taking guanylate cyclase stimulators such as riociguat to treat pulmonary arterial hypertension, i.e., high blood pressure in the arteries of the lungs, or chronic thromboembolic pulmonary hypertension, i.e., high blood pressure in the arteries of the lungs secondary to blood clots that could block blood flow. PDE5 inhibitors, such as tadalafil, have been shown to increase the hypotensive effects of this medicine. If you are taking riociguat, or are unsure, tell your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have any of the following medical conditions: pulmonary veno-occlusive disease, obstruction of the lung veins, heart problems other than your pulmonary hypertension, problems with your blood pressure, blood vessel problems, any hereditary eye disease, an abnormality of red blood cells, sickle cell anemia, cancer of the bone marrow, multiple myeloma, cancer of the blood cells, leukemia, any deformation of your penis, or unwanted or persistent erections lasting more than 4 hours, liver or kidney problems, have an intolerance to lactose or some sugars. Opsin V contains lactose. Take any medicines for any other condition. You will need blood tests, as indicated by your doctor. Your doctor will order some blood tests before you start treatment with Opsin V, and during treatment to test whether you have anemia, a reduced number of red blood cells, whether your liver is working properly. If you have anemia, a reduced number of red blood cells, you may have the following signs: dizziness, fatigue/malaise/weakness, fast heart rate, palpitations, pallor. Signs that your liver may not be working properly include feeling sick, nausea, vomiting, fever, pain in your stomach, abdomen, yellowing of your skin or the whites of your eyes, jaundice, dark colored urine, itching of your skin, lethargy or fatigue, unusual tiredness or exhaustion, flu-like syndrome, joint and muscle pain with fever. If you notice any of these signs, tell your doctor immediately. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take OPSINV if you are pregnant or planning to become pregnant, as it may harm unborn babies conceived before, during, or soon after treatment. You must not become pregnant for at least 3 months after stopping OPSINV. If you are a woman who could become pregnant, your doctor will ask you to take a pregnancy test before you start taking OPSINV and regularly, once a month, while you are taking OPSINV. If it is possible you could become pregnant, use at least 2 reliable forms of birth control, contraception while you are taking OPSINV. You must continue to use contraception for at least 3 months after stopping OPSUMIT. Talk to your doctor about this. If you become pregnant, or think that you may be pregnant, while you are taking OPSINV, or shortly after stopping OPSINV, up to 3 months, see your doctor immediately. It is not known if OPSINV is transferred to breast milk. Do not breastfeed while you are taking OPSINV. Talk to your doctor the best way to feed your baby if you take OPSINV. Male fertility. If you are a male, you should avoid exposing your partner to your semen by use of appropriate contraception. OPSINV may lower sperm count in men. Tell your doctor if being able to have children is important to you. Children and adolescents. Do not give OPSINV to children or young people below 18 years of age because it has not been tested in children. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Please talk to your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any of the following medicines: rifampicin, clarithromycin, ciprofloxacin, erythromycin, antibiotics used to treat infections, phenytoin, a medicine used to treat seizures, carbamazepine, used to treat depression and epilepsy, St. John's wort, an herbal preparation to support healthy mood balance, ritonavir, used to treat HIV infections, ketoconazole, except shampoo, fluconazole, itraconazole, miconazole, voriconazole, medicines used against fungal infections, amiodarone, to control the heartbeat, cyclosporin, used to prevent organ rejection after transplant, piperine, a herbal preparation, nitrates, medicines such as glycerol trinitrate, used to treat angina, chest pain and other heart conditions, guanylate cyclase stimulator such as riociguat. See additional information under Section 2. What should I know before I use OPSINV? Bisentan, sildenafil, other treatments for pulmonary arterial hypertension, alpha blockers used to treat high blood pressure or prostate problems, diltiazem, verapamil, to treat high blood pressure or specific heart problems, medicines used to treat high blood pressure, tablets for erectile dysfunction, PDE5 inhibitors, grapefruit juice, large amount of alcohol. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect OPSINV. How do I use OPSINV? How much to take? The recommended dose of OPSINV is 1 tablet, once a day. Follow the instructions provided and use OPSINV until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take OPSINV? You can take OPSINV with or without food. Take the tablet at the same time each day. How to take OPSINV? Swallow the whole tablet with a glass of water. Do not chew or break the tablet. If you forget to use OPSINV, OPSINV should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take a dose as soon as you remember, then continue to take your tablets at the usual times. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much OPSINV, if you think that you have used too much OPSINV, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using OPSINV? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant or are trying to become pregnant. Have signs of pulmonary edema when using OPSINV, such as a sudden, important increase in breathlessness and low oxygen. In patients with pulmonary veno-occlusive disease, obstruction of the lung veins, the use of medicines for treatment of PAH, including OPSNV, may cause a buildup of fluid in your lungs, pulmonary edema, have sudden decrease or loss of vision in one or both eyes, have sudden decrease or loss of hearing, or hearing problems such as ringing in the ears, dizziness, are about to be started on any new medicine, especially nitrates, medicines used for the treatment of angina, chest pain, or other heart condition, remind your doctor and pharmacist who treat you that you are taking OPSNV. Have not used your medicine exactly as prescribed. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly, unless you have agreed this with your doctor. OPSNV is a treatment that you will need to keep on taking to control your PAH. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how OPSNV affect you. OPSNV may cause dizziness and affects your vision. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. When taking OPSNV with large amount of alcohol, you may experience dizziness. Looking after your medicine. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. Keep your tablets in the original pack until it is time to take them. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Allergic reaction, including skin rash, swelling of the face and hives, itching, gastrointestinal, indigestion, nausea, vomiting, stomach discomfort or pain, heartburn, diarrhea, inflammation of stomach and gut that may cause diarrhea, abdominal pain, vomiting, irritable bowel syndrome, stomach pain and bloating with diarrhea or constipation, hemorrhoids, liver, increased level of liver enzymes in the blood, gallstones, nervous system, headache or migraine, dizziness, fainting, musculoskeletal, back pain, muscle pain, arm or leg pain, joint pain, systemic sclerosis, problem with immune system that causes a buildup of scar tissue in the skin and internal organ, inflamed tissue, cartilage in the rib cage, which may cause chest pain, skin related, sweating, ulcer or sore on the skin, vascular, facial flushing, redness of the skin, bleeding nose, low blood pressure, infection, infection of the nose, sinuses, or throat including nasal congestion, blocked sinuses, itchy, runny, or blocked nose, flu, irritated or inflamed throat, cough, bronchitis, inflammation of the airways, respiratory tract infection, increased sensitivity of the airways in the lungs, causing narrowing and difficulty breathing, are related, red eyes, eye pain, swelling of eyelids, blurred vision, conjunctivitis, inflammation of the eye, general swelling caused by fluid buildup in the body, face swelling, fever, blood related, thrombocytopenia, low number of platelets, cells that help blood to clot, decreased level of hemoglobin or hematocrit in the blood, anemia, low number of red blood cells, increased level of urea in the blood, decreased or increased level of potassium in blood, mental health, difficulty sleeping, depression, urogenital, increased or abnormal uterine bleeding, long or heavy menstrual period, cyst in the ovary, enlarged breasts in men, urinary tract infection. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reaction. Severe allergic reaction causing a swollen face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, which may lead to difficulty swallowing or breathing. Heart-related. Chest pain. Increased or fast heartbeat. Heartbeats feels fast or uneven. Heart failure. Urogenital. prolonged and painful erection, erection that lasts longer than usual, are related, decrease or loss of vision, ear related, sudden decrease or loss of hearing, nervous system, seizures. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Sudden loss or decrease in hearing and seizures have been reported in people taking tadalafil. It is not possible to determine whether these events are related directly to OPSNV, to other diseases or medications, to other factors, or to a combination of factors. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What OPSNV contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Macitentan. Tadalafil. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Tablet core. Hiprolose. Lactose monohydrate. Magnesium stearate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Polysorbate 80. Povidone. Sodium starch glycolate. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Film coating. Opidry to complete film coating system 30K580008 white, ARTGPI number 1, 4, 6, 2, 3, 5. Potential allergens. Lactose monohydrate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What OPSNV looks like. OPSNV 10 mg per 40 mg is a white to almost white, oblong, film-coated tablet debossed with 1040 on one side and MT on the other side. It is supplied in blister pack containing 30 tablets, OSTAR 420130. Who distributes OPSNV? Janssen Silag Pty Ltd. 1 to 5 Khartoum Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-226-334. This leaflet was prepared on the 16th of September 2024.